In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. I hate talking. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Today on I Made You This Mixtape, we will not be dealing with anything warm or fuzzy. No kittens or unicorns here. Nope, because on this episode, we will be cauterizing the most painful of open wounds, that of the woman's heart and what happens to it when it has been betrayed. The Mourning Bride is a tragedy written by British playwright William Congreve. It premiered in 1697. Not only did it give us the often misquoted line, "Music has charms to soothe a savage breast, to soften rocks, or bend a knotted oak," but it also brought us this: "Vile and ingrate, too late thou shalt repent the base injustice thou hast done my love. Yes, thou shalt know, spite of thy past distress and all those ills which thou so long hast mourned, heaven has no rage like a love turned to hatred, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned." There must be some universal truth for this to hold true for over 300 years. That's right. Venetians won't stab you in the back when you cross them in matters of the heart. No, sir, they will stab you in the front in full view of everyone. They will gouge out your eyes, rip out your hair, pull your arms off and then drag your beheaded naked torso through town behind horses before setting it on fire and singing and dancing upon its ashes. I guess I should say that not all of them will do this, but they all think it. And who can blame them? Most may just settle for beating the ever-living snot out of your car. The French author Eugene Sue said it best in the novel Memoirs of Matilda, which was translated into English by D.G. Osborne and published in 1846. It states, "And then revenge is very good eaten cold, as the vulgar say." Vulgar or otherwise, perhaps we can soften some rocks today with these select cuts. Hold on, I need to press play.
Simatinia, whoa, Lord of mercy, whoa, whoa, hey, hey, yeah. It's not the first, not the last. So much pretty girl I pass, and holding out is such a task. That's why me I say this from my heart. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend, 'cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating, just don't let me get caught.
No, no, no.
Don't let me get caught.
No.
Don't let me get caught.
No, no.
I hope I don't get caught.
So listen to me now.
It's such a sticky situation, yeah. Me promise my girl if you only look in her direction, but everywhere me turn, me see her next one.
Gosh.
And my body is too weak and I ball for attention. I only wanna give the girls what they want. My lady says I'm wrong, but she would understand. I don't wanna lie, but I don't want to cry. Yo, I'm so very weak inside. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend, 'cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend.
Please don't let me cheat.
But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating,
yes, you.
Just don't let me get caught.
No, no.
Don't let me get caught.
No, 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 no.
Don't let me get caught.
No, no, no.
Say I hope I don't get caught.
Please don't make she catch me, Lord.
You wanna like me, not try. I love my baby, but the girls, them still deep on my mind.
Boy.
It's unfair, I can't deny, 'cause I couldn't bear to think about my lady and another guy.
Come on.
And yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard. For have one girl, it's kinda rough to play the part.
Boy.
She would've left me if she knew what's in my thoughts. I hope I don't ever pay that cost. Oh, Lord, don't let me cheat on my girl.
Please don't let me cheat.
'Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh no.
But Lord, if you can stop
me
from cheating, just don't let me get caught.
Never ever.
Don't let me get caught.
Ever ever.
Don't let me get caught.
Never she catch me.
I hope I don't get caught.
Oh, so listen to me now. She said, "Bun, she never make feet. Figure tank can give a straight craziness up. When me sit down and me meditate, but just can't make she know that she getting it."
Yeah,
no, one girl to a man, so we setting
it.
But for we have one girl, we keep forgetting it. Never get caught yet, we think we're making it. I hope we don't end up regretting it.
Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girl.
Please don't let me cheat.
'Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me.
On Burning Your Bridges, Anatomy of a Woman Scorned. I am so sorry that things did not work out between you and your new love. I'm sure when you left me for her, it never occurred to you that things might not work out between you two. As I recall, you were really into her. And I can't help but remember how cold and unsympathetic you were to how I was feeling at that time. As a matter of fact, I think you were totally convinced that she was the right one for you, which will probably explain why you found it so easy to walk away from me and what we had. To put it bluntly, you found someone else you wanted to be with, therefore you no longer had any use for me, and so you simply moved on. But that was the past. And you probably don't want to be reminded of that right now. What is important to you now is to find someone who will be sympathetic to your feelings, someone who can feel your pain, someone who has gone through what you are going through. And I guess that would be me. There's an old saying that goes something like this. You should never burn your bridges, because you never know which ones you may need to cross back over. And as you attempt to cross back over the bridge leading to me, all I can say to you is this. You certainly have my sympathy, because I can see the same painful look on your face that you saw on mine when you walked away from me. So I know you are really hurting right now. But you don't need me right now. You actually need God. I know. Because it was God to whom I turned when you so easily walked away from me. And it's because of my connection with God that I hold no grudge against you now. It is also because of God that I am able to offer you my compassion. So trust me. Just as soon as you turn to God and ask Him to ease your pain, you will be just fine. And when you learn to put your faith and trust in Him, He will make sure that you will never ever allow anyone else to break your heart again. Because you will be wise enough to never put anyone else before Him. So, when God has helped you to get over her, give me a call. And maybe then you and I will have something to talk about.
Strutting from across the bar, your pickup lines haven't worked so far. So how do you think they're ever gonna work on me? Well, hon, I'm your worst nightmare. Wait and see. Time that I would have played nice, giving up my love, and I wouldn't think twice. You know, I wore my heart upon my sleeve. Well, I know how it all begins. Well, that only call me the gut-wrenching champagne. You know what it feels.
So before you come any closer, be warned, I'm a woman's god. You might have good intentions, but that don't mean a thing. There's a pistol near my heart.
Hey! Let's stop calling it love. I'm better off can I call you back later? And I said, okay.
All right, later.
And that was it.
Best stop calling it loud. Let's stop calling it loud. I'm better off if I surrender. I give in, you win, whatever. Let's stop calling it loud. Let's stop calling it loud. Let it go, you'll feel much better. I give in, you win, you win, you win. La la. Oh,
We could ever be the same. Right now, he's probably slow dancing with the bleach-blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with the pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. Right now, she's probably up singing some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a-thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. I might have saved a little trouble for the next girl, 'cause the next time that he cheats, oh, you know it won't be on me. No, not on me. Cause I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
One place. Oh, baby, that's on your own. secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Why do you smile like you've been told a secret? Now you're telling lies 'cause you just want to keep it. But no one keeps a secret, no one keeps a secret. Why, when we do our darkest deeds, do we tell? They burn and our brains become a living hell. 'Cause everybody tells, everybody tells. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Look into my eyes, now you're getting sleepy. Are you hypnotized by secrets that you're keeping? I know what you're keeping, I know what you're keeping. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Allison?
Yes, Catherine?
I have something I want to tell you, but you have to promise never to tell anyone.
I promise.
Do you swear on your life?
I swear on my life.
You swore you never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Yes, two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Yes, two can keep a secret if one of us.
Thank you. dogs crawl back into their hole. A couple scream, but it was far too late. A jealous heart did retaliate. Well, she hit them with a 10-cent pistol because they ruined her name. Well, she hit them with her 10-cent pistol and they never been the same. She hit them with her 10-cent pistol because they ruined her name. She hit them with her 10-cent pistol and they never been the same. Never been.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. It's a social excuse to make you